Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Well, bless God. Is everybody ready? Welcome home Sunday. Welcome home. Turn to someone and say, welcome home. You know, a lot of people go to church. Church is nice, but church doesn't always mean home. We want you to always know this is your home. This is your family. And you know what I love about families? We don't always like each other. But you're still family. Amen? Turn to someone and say, I don't even know if I like you, but I love you. We are family, family, family. Shout, I thank God for my family. Welcome home. Today you're going to have a marvelous time. In fact, what I'm hoping and praying is that you are so moved in first service that you're going to make calls before the end of service and maybe go pick somebody up that you need, that you know needs Jesus in their life. Because today is going to be just an awesome service. So we just want to welcome you. Here, Pastor Ron, just say hi.
Hello, everyone. It is so good to be back in the house this week with all of you. I have missed this, and we just love the family of God here. We love spending time with all of you. You are an incredible church, and Pastor and I absolutely love the privilege and honor of being your pastor.
I want you to know that it's cold outside. So that means we all got to worship a little bit more exuberantly. Amen. Father, we thank you for Jesus. God, we thank you that today you love us. Lord, even in the middle of our messes of life, you still love us the same. Jesus, we thank you that you've never given up on us. You've never walked away from us. And those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So Jesus, fill this room with your power and your presence. God, we pray that those that are lost will be saved, those that are sick will be healed, those that are in bondage will be free, and that Jesus, when we leave this place, will say, I went to church. Jesus was in that place. So today, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we declare that you are a good God, and we love you with all our hearts. And everybody in agreement, shout it. Let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. thanking Jesus for saving you in such a miraculous way. He didn't have to die. It was his pleasure to lay his life down for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. My heart is full. My heart is full. I love you, Lord. I love you. You've been so good. You've been so good. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. My heart is full. My heart is full. I love you, Lord. I love you. Oh, you've been so good. You've been so good. I thank you, Lord.
Come on, tell him he's good this morning.
My heart is full.
Give God a shout. If he saved you, come on, give God a shout. If he's been so good, give God a shout. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind.
Come on and sing this. God's only Son.
God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. For he never sinned, but suffered as if he did.
Come on, all authority.
All authority, every victory is yours.
Come on and sing that again. Sing all authority. Start with me. We shall overcome. We will.
We will overcome.
By the blood.
By the blood.
And the word of our testimony.
The word of our testimony.
Sing everyone overcome.
Everyone.
Hallelujah.
Overcome.
Come on, sing this out. This is our declaration. We will overcome.
We will overcome.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of our testimony. Come on, sing everyone. Everyone overcome. Yeah.
Come on, church, we'll overcome.
By the blood of the Lamb
and the word of
our testimony, everyone overcome.
Come on and sing that out.
How many of you thank Jesus for the blood? Washed away every single one of your sins. Man, God is good, isn't he? You know, today we are so excited that you're here in the house of God. You know, one of our greatest passions is seeing you truly experience the love of Jesus. You know, there's one thing about participating with a religious institution, or another thing with truly experiencing the love of Christ. In this house, we want you to really know Jesus. Not know about Jesus, but know Jesus. And that happens through the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. Amen? And I want you to know that I don't know what you've been through in life, but I know this. God's got a great plan for you. You can't fix your yesterday, but God's got a great plan for your today. Amen? Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you go find five people you don't know and say, hey, listen, you can't fix yesterday, but you got today. Go encourage someone in the Lord. Go meet five people you don't know. Get right out of your chair. Go meet five people. Say, you can't fix your yesterday, but today is a new day. We'll be right back.
HT family, it is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Candy for the candy drive.
We are hosting our first annual candy drive happening October 21st. We want to encourage you to bring in one bag or 12 bags of candy and drop it in the big bucket in the foyer as you come into church that day. Thanks.
We want to invite you to come and join us for our Rock Solid Faith classes every single week. This is an amazing class that will build you in your faith and help equip you in life. So we offer this class in three times, Tuesdays at 7 p.m., Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., and Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. So make sure you come out and invest in your walk with Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Are you ready for the children's choir? How many of you love the babies? I love it when they come and sing. You know what's important is that they're going to be the leaders probably in 10 years. How old are you? Who? You're 21 already? Well, praise the Lord. Someone's 8 years old. That's 18 in 10 years. How old are you? Yeah. You're almost 7 years old. Do you know you'll be 17 years old in 10 years? My goodness, you'll be bigger than your father, won't you? Amen. So can you give a hand clap to our future ministers of the gospel of Jesus?
We cry out to you, Jesus. guys ready? Here we go.
If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump, 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 everybody. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna dance, 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 dance in the river. Dance, 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 everybody. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump, 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 everybody. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna shout, 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 shout in the river. Shout, 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 shout.
Come on, give the children a hand clap. Come on now. Future ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isn't it exciting to see? I love when we realize that, you know, a lot of people wait for the kids to grow up to do something for the Lord, but they're already doing stuff for Jesus. Amen. It's exciting to hear from the parents about how many of the kids will they pray and they want to know more about Jesus. And actually, some of these kids, the reason the parents are in church is because they pushed you. Amen? Out of the mouth of babes. So today we are so blessed. Why don't you welcome Pastor Rhonda as she receives the offering this morning.
Amen. In this house, we talk about giving and tithing, and we do it with great joy. You say, maybe you've been in houses where they don't actually talk about money at all, and I've never heard a church talk about money like that. But can I tell you that the most spiritual thing that we can talk about is our finances? How many of you spend over 40 hours a week of your life talking about earning, working on getting money, and then the rest is paying bills and spending the money? Your life is all consumed with money, and God takes pleasure in your prosperity. In the scriptures, prayer is talked about over 500 times. And when it comes to money, it's talked about over 2,000 times. God is interested in the prosperity of his children. So in this house, we talk about giving. According to the word of God, Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. So how many of you in this house are tithers? We are a house of tithers because we know when we tithe, God promises blessing. When we honor him with our increase, it says our barns will be full and our vats will overflow. That is the blessing of being a participant in tithes and offerings. And we love walking in the blessings of God. And that comes through our generous obedience to his word. So this morning, if you're ready to give, you can stand with me. We make a supernatural declaration that you can just repeat after me. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down, to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, click on the giving button. Get right along with us.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated.
You're blessed. Give God a shout this morning. Amen. Did you notice the kids when they were singing? They're going like this. Many of you don't know this, but there's a TV here. So many of you who didn't notice there was a television hanging from the ceiling? There's a TV hanging from the ceiling so that, you know, we can see the cues and stuff that are going on. But it's really fun watching the children. They want to see how they're on TV. We want to welcome all the guests here this morning. If you're our guest, we want you to know that you're important to us. And we're not a nagging church. We're not going to show up at your doorstep, I promise. And listen, I know coming to a new place sometimes is a little bit, it's a weird feeling. You know, what is it going to be like? What's going to happen? We want you to know we're so proud that you're here this morning. Can you give all of our guests a hand clap today? Thank you so much for being brave and coming to the house of God. Some of you, this is your first time in church ever. Some of you, this is the first time since you were a child. Some of you have been wounded in churches, and this is the first time in church in a long time. We want you to know, no matter what scenario it is in your life, we want to just simply say this: welcome home. You see, because this is not our church, it's God's church. It's not our house, it's Daddy's house. Amen? And we just want to say how blessed we are to have you. If you're a first-time guest and maybe you did not receive a visitor's packet, we just have a gift for you. We want to bless you. Like I said, we're not going to stalk you. We're not going to make you stand up or anything like that. But we have people that are going to come right to your chair. If you are a first-time guest and did not already get a packet, if you could slide your hand up, there are folks waiting for you. We got a young lady. Yes? No. I know. You've been here. Don't do that. So bad. Rodney. Any first-time guests? Very good. Very good, sir. Thank you very much. Young man back there. Anyone else? First-time guests? Thank you. Thank you. Just hold your hand up a little bit. Oh, right over here. You're not first-time guests. You've been here forever.
Amen. She just wants the gift. I don't blame you. How many of you like gifts? Isn't it great? The Bible says it's better to give than to receive. But the truth is that sometimes you just like to receive. Glory to God. I like Christmas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? We have. We want to welcome also our live stream family. If you can give our live stream family from all over the world, they're watching this morning. On a given Sunday, there are between 200 and 300 people watching live stream with us. And this morning, actually, in second service, our Ithaca church will be watching live stream with us. And we try to do that once a month with them so that they know that their family's not small. You know, many of you haven't heard the testimony of that. I just want to give that to you. We had a church ask us to help them back in January. I think it was actually February. And when we helped the church, stepped in his tabernacle, there were only 12 people left. And this morning, I want you to know, great testimony, between 75 and 92 people every single week within just 5 months. God's been awesome. And I just want you to know we're going to take over Ithaca. Well, you know, the devil's too hard in Ithaca. Not Jesus' name whoops any kind of devil there is. Amen. It's a breeze. We're just going to take Ithaca back for the glory of God. Are you ready? We have a production for you. It's called Eternal Choices. Turn to someone and say, Eternal Choices. Every one of us make choices in life. And today, we just want to present to you a very short presentation. It's between 20 and 25 minutes, and it is good. And you know, it comes to one question in every one of our lives. What is our eternal choice? Oh, that's right. If you have children in the room, it's recommended, my wife is saying from the front row, it's recommended that if you have a child in the house, that's anybody under 21, that if you have a child in the house, maybe we have a beautiful children's ministry. Some of you don't know that. Pastor Stearns and his beautiful wife Greta had their baby this week. Glory to God. But all of our children's workers, to be a children's worker at His Tabernacle Family Church, it's a 7-page application. We then do a federal police check on all children's workers, as well as they have to have 4 reference checks back that are personal references. Nobody can work in the children's ministry without all that in line. Also, no 2 related people can be in the same room. We do that because we want our children to be the safest, amen? And we want them to know God, be in a safe environment. So His Tabernacle makes a safe environment for your family. So if you have children, you want to bring them back, that's cool. If not, enjoy yourself. Let's enjoy the production called Eternal Choices.
That we should go get some burgers today.
Oh, why? So you can request that server again?
Yes.
Listen, he's fine and all, but I'm hungry. I'm not trying to wait 45 minutes for a table for you again to make a fool out of yourself. Seriously, that dude looked creeped out.
He did not. He was totally into me.
Whatever.
Do you maybe want to stop by the house and change your clothes real quick?
No, I'm good.
Do you always have to dress so fancy for church?
Listen, Carmen, you know you can wear jeans and a t-shirt, but you also know me. You know I like to look good.
I mean, if they're gonna take all your money, you might as well.
Pause. If you can put all this makeup on to impress some guy you don't even know, I can look good for church. Seriously, you're basically paying for a burger you can't even finish because this guy might notice you.
All right, I'm sorry. I know you've told me about your church stuff like a million times, but I still don't get it. Why do you even try?
Because I tried, and it worked.
So I keep doing it.
It's really that simple. It's not rocket science.
You can keep your simple life, but the way I see it, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't even have sex. Like, that's a basic human right. You can do what's simple. I'm gonna live my life to the fullest.
All right, as crazy as it may sound, I understand. But you cannot deny someone's testimony. And you know my testimony. You've seen the change in my life since I've accepted Jesus.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, look how nice I am now. I wasn't like this before. Come
on. We're not like this.
Listen, I know you love living your life the way you do or whatever, but I also know you feel emptiness inside.
I do not.
Listen, you're trying to get all dolled up so some guy will give you attention.
Yeah.
When you meet Jesus, I mean, really get to know Jesus, it changes everything. You find your purpose in him. All the other stuff doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it's not about what you can do and what you can't do. It's about finding your purpose in Jesus. It literally changes everything.
Okay. I just don't understand why God would give us this life to live and then not even let us live it the way that we want.
I have a question for you. How is living life your way really working for you? Seriously, how has this worked for you?
I mean, I'm not hashtag blessed or anything, but I'm doing okay.
Carmen, you and I have talked about this a million times. You know the truth. Really, I guess when you're ready to change, you just will.
I hate to break it to you, Taylor, but I'm never gonna change. For anyone.
Carmen, I'm sorry to see you end up here so soon. I had much bigger plans for you than to see your future cut short.
Wait, you didn't take me from Earth? You didn't want me to die?
No, I would never want you to die before your time. I can't control the will of man, and you were hit by a drunk driver, someone whose choices and fate are in their own hands.
But I thought that you controlled everything. Heaven must have needed another angel. It must have been her time. These are things that people have been telling me since I can remember.
People who don't know me, Carmen. People who don't know me make up reasons as to why things happen. I don't need another angel in heaven. And no, not everything happens for a reason. But I do tell you the truth. I make everything work to the good for those who love me.
Wow. I really wish I would have known that before this happened.
Well, Carmen, you had many chances to get to know the plans I had for you. In fact, you were on the right track at first. For about 2 weeks, you thought about opening my word. You prayed to me a little bit, felt my presence here and there at church, but you never chose to love me. I sent one person to tell you about me as much as she could.
Taylor, where is she? Can I see her?
She told you about the plans I had for you. Plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. She told you a total of 11 times in the 8 years she came to know me. All 11 of those times you chose to be your own God and walk in your own will. I'm sorry.
What?
Carmen Coleman, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
No, wait, I don't understand.
You never accepted the blood payment that I made for your sins. I am the truth and the way and the life. None can come to the Father except through me.
It's not like I worship the devil or anything, and I never said that you didn't exist.
But you never lived your life as though I did. You say you have faith because you believe there is one God, but even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror.
But I'm a good person, and I never murdered anyone or stole or cheated. I don't see how you can do this to me.
Behold, I've given you the choice to choose between life and death, between curses and blessings. I call forth heaven and earth now to witness the choice that you would make. Oh, that you would choose life. Carmen, I don't force anyone to follow me or love me. I give everyone the same choice.
But I didn't ask for any of this. How is any of this my choice?
Carmen, how can they call upon him unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? Carmen, I sent someone to you many times and you still chose to ignore me.
But that's not fair! Am I supposed to just believe anything that comes flying out of Taylor's mouth?
Well, faith comes by hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible.
But Jesus, I thought that you loved everyone. How is doing this showing me love?
For God so gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would call upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. Behold, I will that none should perish, but all would come to repentance. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone would hear my voice and open the door, I would come into him and dine with him and he with me.
Okay. But I know now. So you could just send me back. And I'll lead Bible study, and I'll pray, and I'll worship. I'll do everything that Taylor said. Jesus, please, give me another chance. Please.
Carmen. No. This isn't easy for me. I wish you chose me as I've chosen you since the foundations of the earth. I love you, even in this very moment.
I'm sorry.
But nevertheless, depart from me.
No.
For I never knew you.
No, please. Please don't come. Don't leave me. No, I'm sorry.
I am never gonna change.
Spending the rest of eternity with you. Although I am sorry that your future was cut short.
Wait, what happened? Was it my fault? Carmen, did she make it? Is she okay?
Taylor, you know that I give everyone the opportunity to accept the blood that I shed for them. And without accepting that payment, they can't enter into my kingdom. Carmen chose differently than you did.
No, Jesus, I tried to tell her about you. I did. I brought her to church and I talked you all the time. I would tell her how great you were.
I know you did. And that's why you're here in front of me now. Let's see. You were saved at youth camp at 17 years old. You lived a total of 8 years as a born-again Christian. And during that time, you were faithful to me and searched for opportunities to serve me wherever you went. You led 11 people into the family of heaven, and you witnessed 24 of your friends and relatives. Some of those people were more difficult to love than others, and there were times when your flesh fought against my spirit. Although you allowed it to win a few times, you came back to me and repented in my presence. You did not let your heart stay hardened when ministry became difficult. And when I reminded you that your seeds of obedience would result in an eternal harvest, you kept pushing my kingdom forward. Taylor, you put my will first and loved me above everything and everyone else. Your worship blessed me so much, and I adored every word you spoke to me. You blessed those who cursed you, loved those who hated you, and provided people the opportunity to know me. Whether or not they responded is no fault of your own. What matters is your obedience to my will, and for that I am eternally grateful. Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Taylor Smith, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you so much.
What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
Wait. can you see the place that I've prepared for you?
It's beautiful.
I made it exactly to your taste.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Didn't I see you singing on stage at that one church?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Nathan, what's good, bro? Get in here, man. What took you so long?
Oh my God, you're finally here. I've been waiting for you, like, all night, you know? I texted you maybe, like, once or twice, but yeah. So I was just confused because you didn't text me back yet. So I was just, like, kind of waiting, but I knew you were going to show up. Like, I totally knew that you were going to be here, so. Like, totally not a big deal because I wasn't waiting, but I just saw you. And
I don't know you.
It's not surprising. Sorry. I'm kind of like, I'm not really making any sense. But I mean, you're here, so I guess everything kind of makes sense now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Let me catch you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Save me one of those, all right?
Yeah. I can.
Bro, who is that crazy chick?
I don't know, man. She was really weird, bro. I don't know.
Bro, she was feeling it. You better get that.
I don't know what to do. What would my grandma say about this?
I've been praying for you, Nathan. If you're ever lost or confused, just pray to the Holy Spirit and he will guide you. You can come to Grandma's house anytime you want, and I'll tell you what the word says. Nathan, I just love and adore you so much. But you've been worrying me. You don't have to end up like your father. Despite what everybody says, if you just allow your steps to be ordered by the Lord, everything will be all right.
Come on. Get out of your head. Just get back out there, get wasted, and hit on that girl. Stop being such a freaking whiny loser.
I see greatness in you, baby. I know you're meant to turn our whole family history around. But the seeds you sow now will affect your future. Stay close to Jesus, and you'll see where he can take you and that precious gift he's giving you.
Okay. I should just go home. I'll tell Pastor what's going on. Whatever happens, happens. This crap's just not worth it. It's not worth my future. It's not too late, and I should just head home.
Bro, where are you going?
I'm gonna just go home. It's been a long day. I don't even wanna be here, so I'm gonna just go.
Bro, if you leave this party, bro, you're gonna be a punk, man. Like, if you leave, everyone gonna think you a wussy, for real.
Bro, we was right about to get lit. You about to bounce?
Screw it, let's do this.
Yo, Nathan, are you all right, bro?
Nathan, what's going on, man?
Is he all right? What's going on?
Oh, what happened? Oh. Wait a minute. Where am I? Wait. Did I die? Jesus. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. No, I should have left that party. I should have listened to my grandmother. I shouldn't have ignored you. I'm so sorry.
Nathan, I'm sorry that you ended up here so soon. and at such a young age. Those weren't the plans that I had for you. I gave you a gift to bring my people into my presence so that I can comfort them and heal them. I planned on using you as a worship leader for a very long time. What happened?
I don't know, but I got to sing like every week. I even got to lead some Bible studies.
Yes, but at what cost? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
What?
Nathan, you led worship at your home church for 5 years.
Yeah.
During those 5 years, you only missed 3 Sunday services. You helped out with children's ministry and led a few Bible studies, yes, but you led a different life behind closed doors. You rarely read my word in your alone time, almost never prayed unless you were afraid, and never sought my presence when I urged you to. But on Sundays, you sang about how good I am. Now tell me, Nathan, how would you know how good I was if you never sought out my heart?
I knew your word, Jesus. My grandmother would quote scripture to me all the time. As a matter of fact, I can quote more scripture than most of the people at my church.
But you never hid my word in your heart. You used my word, taught it in front of my people to make yourself look good. You moved people to tears with the voice I granted you with. Never were you interested in allowing my Holy Spirit to move you in this way. You used my gift that I placed in your hands to win the people's hearts, and all the while you forgot about pleasing me and what I wanted.
How did I not please you, Lord? I went to church. I even tithe sometimes. And I did pray, and I did worship you.
And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites who love to be seen standing in synagogues and on the corners of streets by men. Nathan, you used foul language. You ignored the promptings of my voice. You disobeyed the very word that you claimed to know so well, so much that by the time church was over, you were unrecognizable as one of my children.
All right, yeah. I get it. I know I messed up. I didn't live a perfect life, but come on. I did so much more for your kingdom than half those people at that church. And I felt your presence before. I even prayed for other people, and I watched them get set free.
Nathan, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not done many wonderful works? As much as you enjoyed being used in my house, you neglected your relationship with me. You allowed the enemy to convince you that somehow living a double-sided life was acceptable and that you would remain one of my blood-bought children.
No, wait, I am your child.
My children hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
I get it, but my friends, they always made me choose between church and whatever they wanted. I didn't know what to do. I was trapped.
Nathan, because you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
No, I love you. I know I messed up before, but I love you. I know now.
Nathan, if you love me, you would have kept my commandments.
Nathan Parks, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Oh. I'm sorry. Depart from me, for I never knew you.
Please, Jesus, no. Give me another chance. I'm sorry. Please.
I'm sorry, Nathan.
Give me another chance. Please, Jesus. Please. Please, Jesus, don't. Please don't leave. Please, Jesus. Please. Oh, please, Jesus. No, Jesus. No. 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 No, please. Please. No. 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 Please. No. Please. No. 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 Please. No. Please. No. No. No, 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 please, no! No!
Ah! Screw it, let's do this. 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 Screw it.
You see, today is like any other day of history for you. We can't change our past, but we can change our future. Some people say, why are you trying to scare us into heaven? Really, this isn't trying to scare anybody into anything. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. That we'll all stand before Christ and be judged. There are books, the book of works and the book of life. For those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, Christ will open the book and he'll read the works that we've done. And we'll be judged for those works, but we won't be judged for our sins because we accepted the blood of Jesus to wash our sins all away. But for those who don't know Christ, for those who are not living before the Lord, there are two books. One book, literally, Christ will read down the sins that you've done. And because you have chosen to pay for your own sins, when he opens the book of life, your name will not be in it. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus so passionately loves you. Jesus so passionately is chasing after you. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. He's running after you today. Even today as you're sitting in this room, it's not an accident. God is calling you. He's placed you here to see, to hear, to experience the Word of God. Why? For God so loved the world. You see, Jesus has amazing plans for your life. It's not just to suck air and die and get a few things on earth, but Jesus has a plan for you and a purpose for you to be here at this very moment in time of history. And God's desire is to come into your life, change you from the inside out. Oh, but Pastor, you don't understand. I'm so messed up. Oh, my goodness. Jesus can't love you any more than when you're messed up than when you're all fixed up. He loves you. And when you accept him in your life, he starts changing you, not from the exterior, but from the interior. He starts setting you free. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. He starts giving you hope. He starts giving you purpose. He starts giving you direction. Like he said, my sheep know my voice. You see, today, some people are just playing with religion. And I want you to know that God hates religion. In the book of Isaiah, he says, I hate your new moon feasts. I hate your festivals. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. You see, today, Jesus is after you. Not to get you to join a church or a religion, but to get you to know him. He loves you. And today, this is why your friend brought you. So you can see and hear this true message. And see truly what will happen, although it will be far more dramatic in the real scene. When we study hell, and some people don't realize, but hell is just the holding tank. The final destination is called the lake of fire. If you end up separated from God because you chose not to accept Jesus as your Savior and live your life for him, the description is horrific when you start talking about you are eternal and everybody in this room will live eternally, whether it be with Christ or separated from Christ. For those that are separated, your body will be consumed by worms but never destroyed. Flames will burn your skin, burn your bodies, but never be consumed. The aloneness, you'll never be around anybody. You'll never talk to anybody. Come on, you've heard your friends say, hey, I can't wait to get to hell to party with you. Hell is all by yourself. And here's the worst part, is you never forget. I'm not going to change for anybody. I'm not gonna change for anybody. I'm not gonna change for anybody. I'm not gonna change for anybody. Screw it, let's do this thing. Screw it, let's do this thing. Screw it, let's do this thing. I'm not gonna change for anybody. You never forget that the only reason you're there is because you made your choices to be there. You know, the Bible says some are saved by fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And some of you need a little bit of a reality check that there is an eternity. And every one of us know at least one person that died very young. I was talking to Terry Keegan, and he came up to me after the very first time, and he said to me, "That was me, by the way." And I said, "What do you mean that was you?" He said, "When I wasn't serving the Lord," now he grew up in a church. He grew up in a church that preached the gospel. But he decided to go away from Christ, and he got into the party scene. And he said one day he was at a party, and he was partying out and having a great time, and he got so drunk that he went outside. It was -5 degrees, and he passed out. He said if his friends had not come looking for him, he would have been dead. It would have been him. I don't know where you are, but I know this, is Jesus loves you. And today, if you hear nothing else, Jesus loves you. And those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Today, Christ, he desires for you to be part of his family. He desires for you to be part and in relationship with him. He's got a plan and a purpose. Please hear me now. Hear us all now. Please turn to Jesus. You'll never be the same. If God is for you, who can be against you? But so many of us dabble and we play. Dabble and we play. I want to live a life that when I take my last breath, my family won't have to wonder if I made it or not. I want to live my life for Jesus. I didn't say religion, and I didn't say church. I said for Jesus. And when you do that, everything changes. And so today, I just want to give you an opportunity. The young man representing Christ stood here and he says, "I'm giving every one of you today an opportunity." Some of you in this room will choose Jesus. Some of you will not. Those who do will remember September 23rd at 10:05 and 38 seconds. Those who choose not to follow Jesus, you'll remember September 23rd at 10:05. In 50 seconds. Why? Because that's when you made a choice that determined your eternity. Could I have you bow your heads with me this morning? Why do we do that? It's so that you could have just a private moment with God. Can you do me a favor? Can you talk to Jesus right now? Can you ask him if you're right with him? Can you ask him if you took your last breath, which throne you'd be standing before? The judgment seat of Christ, the bema seat for the believer, or the white throne judgment for the sinner? Just ask him. You see, the Holy Spirit is talking to you right now. And for those who aren't living right, for those who aren't sure, Jesus is saying, "Come on now. I want you to make yourself right with me today. Because I love you. I have plans for you." With your head still bowed and your eyes closed, if today you want to make a decision, you know you're not right, you know there's something wrong, you know there's no order, you know if you take your last breath, you're not going to see Christ face to face, but today you want to make a determination. Remember, you can't change yesterday, but you have today. Today is the day of salvation. Right now, your moment. What will people think? What will people say? Who cares? They can't stand before you at the judgment. It's just you. This is your moment. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you want him in your life, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. Slide your hand up right in the air if you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior. Oh, I'm not going to wait long. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I see your hand. You can put it right back down. Thank you both. Thank you, couple, right there. Anybody else this morning wants to receive Jesus as their Savior? Last night, I believe around 10 folks gave their heart to the Lord. Maybe you're not right. You know you're not right, man. You're not living that right life. And you want to get right. Yes, young man. Come on, slide your hand up. This is your moment. I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, 3, 2. Last call. Thank you, sir. Very proud of you, sir. Last call. Last call. And 1. Now, I do that for a reason. If you're new here, the reason I do a countdown is because that might be your last one. Never play the game. Russian roulette always has a loser. I refuse to play with my life. Let's all stand to our feet. Today, can you turn to the person next to you right now and say, if you didn't raise your hand but you want Jesus, I'll go with you. For those who raise their hands, I'm going to ask you to be brave. I'm going to ask you to meet me right up here, right up front. If you raise your hand to give your heart to Jesus, grab the person next to you and say, listen, I raised my hand. Will you go with me? Come on, go find that person. Will you go with me this morning? Amen. The folks are coming down now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen now, we all came the same way. There's only one way to Jesus. Amen. Come on, there's more. You raise your hand. This is your moment. The Bible says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before God. This whole crew right here, we're going to pray with you. We're going to get your Bibles. We don't only want you to start this race. We want you to finish this race. Go all the way with God. Amen. So if you'll follow them right over, this is Mindy. If you'll follow Mindy right on over there, we're going to pray with you. We're going to get your Bibles. Can you give them another hand clap? Don't let heaven outshout you. The Bible says that when one gets right with God, all of heaven goes into a party mode. Amen. So today, all those folks giving their heart to Jesus. I don't know about you, but heaven is smiling. I said heaven is smiling. And I pray. There are a few folks that did raise their hand that have not come forward. Listen, no condemnation. That's between you and God. But I pray you call on them real quick. And if you're just embarrassed when we dismiss, if you'll make your way back up front, we want to make sure that you know exactly how to make your next step. You know, can you imagine owning a business? Let's just say you own McDonald's and somebody needs a job. So they walk into McDonald's and they say, I like a job. So the manager says, okay, I'll give you a job. You're going to make the burgers. And they look at you and say, back there, that's where the burgers are made. And they tell you nothing more. I want you to know that you don't want to buy those burgers. Same with coming to the house of God. We don't want you to just give your heart to Jesus. We want you to know how to live it out. And so we're going to disciple you, amen? We're going to help you grow in Christ. We're going to give you the instruction and how to make it right. Now, there are folks in the room, you need to get right with Jesus, and you know that, and that's okay. Just do it. Do it. Today can be your day of forever change. Father, we just speak blessing right now over this congregation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for those who today are changing their life for you. God, you're going to change them. They don't even have to work hard. You're going to do it inside out. Lord, we pray for them that the devil will not be able to steal the seed in the name of Jesus. And God, the hound of heaven will come consistently. Draw them, draw them, draw them, draw them. Lord, those that are in the congregation, draw them, Holy Spirit. Draw them, Holy Spirit. Let September 23rd at this very moment of time be echoing in their spirit, even in their dream life, in Jesus' name, that they'll call upon the name of the Lord and they shall be saved. Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your church. Thank you, God, for these young men and these young women doing this presentation. Thank you, God, for the people doing the lights and the people doing the television and the people doing the sound and, Lord, all making this come together, this production. Lord, we just want you to know we love you and we thank you for all you do in our lives. We declare you as our Savior. We declare you as our God. And we just want you to know we love you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said... Amen. Have an awesome day. If you know somebody, go get them. We left you 45 minutes. Go get them and get them to second service in the name of Jesus.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. In the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come, when we go. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil